Hello and welcome to ASA Nano News for the week commencing the 2nd of February 2009. My name is Stuart Cameron. This episode is brought to you by Micromeretics Instrument Corporation, providing a wide range of products for the physical characterization of materials. In this edition of ASA Nano News, as well as bringing you the latest news from the international nanotechnology industry, we'll hear about nanotechnology that's helping to bring some of the world's smallest structures into focus, how a new nanoemulsion is helping to kill superbugs, and how Stanford University have reclaimed their crown by setting a new world record for the smallest writing. In this week's ASA Nano interview, Cameron Chai speaks with Tom Levesque, Vice President of Nanofabrication at Nano Inc. These stories and more in this edition of ASA Nano News. A group of researchers led by scientists from the London Centre for Nanotechnology, in collaboration with a University of Queensland researcher, have discovered a way of using tiny nanoprobes to help understand how an antibiotic is effective against bacteria. Bacteria such as golden staph are becoming increasingly resistant to antibiotics, posing a major community health problem. To study antibiotic action, the London team made nanoprobes coated with molecules found in bacterial cell walls from normal bacteria and bacteria resistant to antibiotics. They then added doses of the last resort antibiotic, vancomycin, to the system and found that probes from normal bacteria were stressed and changed shape, whereas probes from resistant bacteria were only weakly affected. These bent probes could be detected with a laser, indicating that the antibiotic was applying a force to the structure. This allowed the researchers to quickly assess the effectiveness of an antibiotic and propose new ways in which antibiotics may be acting to cause the bacteria to burst and die. The system was able to detect that it's 1,000 times harder for vancomycin to attach to resistant bacteria than to non-resistant bacteria. UCLA scientists have tested a non-invasive approach that may one day allow physicians to evaluate a tumor's response to a drug before prescribing therapy, enabling them to quickly pinpoint the most effective treatment and personalize it to a patient's unique biochemistry. In an earlier study, the UCLA team created a small probe by slightly altering the molecular structure of gemcitabine, one of the most commonly used chemotherapy drugs. They labeled the probe with a special tag that allowed them to watch its movement throughout the body during imaging. In this study, the UCLA team injected the probe into mice that had developed leukemia and lymphoma tumors. After an hour, the researchers imaged the animals' bodies using positron emission tomography, a non-invasive scan often used on cancer patients to identify whether a tumor has spread from its original site or returned after remission. The researchers plan to expand the scope of their research by examining whether the probe can predict cellular response to several other widely used chemotherapy drugs. Their goal is to determine whether the probe can provide a diagnostic test of clinical value. The shapes of some of the tiniest cellular structures are coming into sharper focus at the Howard Hughes Medical Institute's Genelia Farm Research Campus, where scientists have developed a new imaging technology that produces the best three-dimensional resolution ever seen with an optical microscope. With this new tool, scientists can pinpoint fluorescent labels in their images to within 10 to 20 nanometers, about 10 times the size of an average protein, in all three dimensions. The researchers say they now have an extremely powerful technology that will help reveal how biomolecules organize themselves into the structures and signaling complexes that drive cellular functions. The new method adds a third dimension to a cutting-edge form of light microscopy that scientists at Genelia Farm have used for the last 2 years to create two-dimensional images that pinpoint the location of fluorescently labeled proteins with extremely high resolution. To push this form of microscopy to the next level, three-dimensional imaging, the researchers borrowed a strategy widely used in industry to measure vanishingly small distances, such as the subtle variations in height on the surface of a computer chip. A team of rice researchers has been working to discover the health risks of quantum dots, molecule-sized semiconducting nanocrystals that are generally composed of heavy metals surrounded by an organic shell. The researchers showed that even under mildly acidic or alkaline conditions, the shells can break down, releasing their toxic contents into the body or the environment. The dots were found to be safe in applications with a neutral pH environment. However, the study suggested when such particles are discarded, they can eventually release their toxins into the environment. The team tested its theory on common bacteria that serve as models of cell toxicity and indicators of environmental health. At near neutral pH, bacteria exposed to quantum dots containing cadmium and selenium showed decreased rates of growth but did not die. But in moderately acidic or alkaline conditions, quantum dot shells decomposed more rapidly, killing the bacteria in a matter of hours. Engineers at the University of California at San Diego have come up with a way to help accelerate bone growth through the use of nanotubes and stem cells. This new finding could lead to quicker and better recovery, for example, for patients who undergo orthopedic surgery. In recent years, stem cells have become a hot topic of investigation, with studies suggesting revolutionary medical benefits due to their ability to be converted into selected types of newly generated cells. During their research, the group of UC San Diego bioengineers and material science experts used a nanobiotechnology method of placing stem cells on top of very thin titanium oxide nanotubes in order to control the conversion paths, called differentiation, into osteoblasts or bone-building cells. The stem cells, which are different from embryonic stem cells, can be extracted and directly supplied from a patient's own bone marrow. This is the first study of its kind using stem cells attached to titanium oxide nanotube implants. According to this breakthrough research, nanotubes with a larger diameter cause cells growing on their surface to elongate much more than those with a small diameter. The large diameter nanotube promotes quicker and stronger bone growth. Scientists at NanoBioCorp and the University of Michigan have demonstrated in the laboratory that their novel topical nanoemulsion kills the highly resistant strains of bacteria that cause chronic illness and death amongst individuals with cystic fibrosis. Their findings are significant because they represent a new model for treating resistant bacteria that lead to pulmonary failure in patients with cystic fibrosis. Currently, oral or intravenous antibiotics serve as a frontline therapy against cystic fibrosis-related bacterial infections. But systemic drugs often fail to reach the airways with sufficient strength to subdue the bacteria or to penetrate the thick sputum and bacterial biofilms that coat the bacteria. The rising prevalence of drug-resistant strains of bacteria has also reduced the efficacy of frontline antibiotics, both oral and intravenous, according to the researchers. In the present study, the scientists applied various concentrations of NanoBio's topical nanoemulsion to 150 multi-drug-resistant and pan-resistant, that is, completely resistant, bacteria obtained from the lungs of patients with cystic fibrosis. All strains of bacteria except two were killed by a concentration representing 1/16 the nanoemulsion formulation that's been used by NanoBio in recent clinical trials to treat skin infections. Stanford researchers have reclaimed bragging rights for creating the world's smallest writing, a distinction the university first gained in 1985 and lost in 1990. How small is the writing? The letters in the words are assembled from subatomic-sized bits as small as 0.3 nanometers, or roughly one-third of a billionth of a meter. The initials for Stanford University are written in electron waves on a piece of copper and projected into a tiny hologram. The researchers encoded the letters S and U within the interference patterns formed by quantum electron waves on the surface of a sliver of copper. The wave patterns even projected a tiny hologram of the data, which can be viewed with a powerful microscope. The Stanford researchers describe how they've created letters 40 times smaller than the original prize-winning effort and more than 4 times smaller than the IBM initials. Working in a vibration-proof basement lab in the Varian Physics Building, the researchers began their writing project with a scanning tunneling microscope, a device that not only sees objects at a very small scale, but can also be used to move around individual atoms. The Stanford team used it to drag single carbon monoxide molecules into a desired pattern on a copper chip the size of a fingernail. This episode is brought to you by Micromeritics Instrument Corporation, providing a wide range of products for the physical characterization of materials. Micromeritics was founded over 45 years ago to fulfill the analytical instrumentation needs of industrial and academic laboratories involved in the emerging field of particle science and technology. The company manufactures a broad line of automated analytical laboratory instruments that measure the physical characteristics of powders and solids for fundamental research, product development, quality assurance and control, production and process control applications, including the expanding area of nanoscience. Physical characteristics that can be determined include particle size, particle count, particle shape, surface area, pore volume, pore size and pore size distribution, absolute density, envelope density and bulk density, catalytic activity, active surface area and strength of absorption sites. Micromeritics also operates Micromeritics Analytical Services, which provides sample analyses on a contract basis. With the U.S. corporate headquarters in Norcross, Atlanta, Georgia, Micromeritics has an extensive worldwide sales and service network. The company operates direct offices located in the United States, England, Germany, Belgium, France, Italy, and China. In addition, the company's customers are served by a specially trained local representative network covering over 65 countries who both sell and service Micromeritics instruments. Internationally, Micromeritics has provided physical characterization instruments and application support to most of the world's top industrial companies and academic institutions whose applications include ceramics, clays, pharmaceuticals, catalysts and catalyst support systems, pigments, plastics, paper coatings, geological cores, and metal powers, to name a few. For more information on Micromeritics and its broad line of analytical instruments and services, visit www.micromeritics.com. In this week's AzoNano interview, Cameron Chai speaks with Tom Levesque, Vice President of Nanofabrication at Nano Inc., about the NLP-2000, the second in the new family of instrumentation to do dip-pen nanolithography.
This is Cameron Chai from AzoNano.com, and I'm speaking to Tom Levesque, who's the Vice President of Nanofabrication Systems at Nano Inc., and he's going to tell us about their new NLP-2000.
Thank you, Cameron. The NLP-2000 is the second in our new family of instrumentation to do dip-pen nanolithography. This is a system that provides the same DPN kind of capabilities for depositions, but does not have an integrated atomic force microscope as part of it. So it is a much simpler system to use, works over much larger ranges. So we are actually covering a 40 millimeter by 40 millimeter surface with nanostructures at this point. So easy system to use, lower cost, and lots of versatility, still giving dip-pen nanolithography to people who want to custom engineer surfaces.
And what sort of applications are people using the NLP-2000 for?
The biggest applications that we've seen so far are primarily biological, where people want to cover, for example, entire microscope slides to see how cells in culture will respond to different surfaces of proteins or of different chemicals or even topographies.
All right, Tom, thanks for telling us about the NLP-2000.
Look forward to seeing you again in the future and showing you the instrumentation in March.
AzoNano Business News. Structured Materials Incorporated announced today that it's opened its application lab facilities for the MOCVD growth of zinc oxide-based films for transparent contact work as used with LEDs and photovoltaics, as well as zinc oxide films for transparent and power transistors. SMI has a decades-long history in development of zinc oxide and its alloys and has built considerable capabilities in its in-house applications lab, including 4 zinc oxide deposition tools, thermal and laser annealing stations, and other support devices. These tools are used predominantly in support of customer development needs and deposition tool purchases. Heidelberg Instruments announced the sale of a micro PG101 tabletop maskless laser patterning system to the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, Maryland, USA. The system will be used for prototyping and fabrication of various bio-MEMS devices and other advanced biomedical applications. The micro PG101 is an extremely economical and easy-to-use micro pattern generator for direct write applications as well as low-volume mask making. Elionix, a world-leading supplier of electron beam lithography systems for over 30 years, has begun construction to double its manufacturing output. Following several years of higher than anticipated growth, with expansions into North America and the Pacific Rim countries, Elionics needed more manufacturing space than their existing facility provided. In addition, Elionics has recently purchased a large parcel of land for future expansion. Specialty coatings company Ionclad Coatings LLC has announced the launch of a newly formed subsidiary, Ionclad Biomedical. The new company will focus on biomedical applications utilizing the IonCoat technology. IonCoat is a dry coating technology that offers a single-step, solvent-free process producing conformal films. The technology enables custom tailored coatings, allowing for improved dissolution of poorly water-soluble drugs, as well as modified or sustained release. Coatings can also display functional groups used for secondary covalent coupling of biological materials or for targeted drug delivery. Industrial Nanotech Incorporated, an emerging global leader in nanotechnology, announced today that it continues to rapidly expand its distribution network through the world with new distributors and representatives in Egypt, Puerto Rico, Canada, Pakistan, Guam, the Marshall Islands, the Federated States of Micronesia, Nauru, and Wake Island. The company has also added representatives in the U.S. states of California, Ohio, and Colorado. The company's Nansulate brand of products are now represented in 48 countries. TSI Incorporated, a worldwide leader in aerosol measurement technology, announces the acquisition of System Plus Technology, a service center known for high-quality service and calibration. System Plus, a multi-vendor service center known for high-quality service located in Singapore, is a strategic addition to TSI's contamination control business. System Plus meets global industry standards for service and calibration and holds quality certification, including ISO 17025, for airborne particle counters. Well, that was Azo Nano News for the week commencing the 2nd of February 2009. This episode was brought to you by Micromeritics Instrument Corporation, providing a wide range of products for the physical characterization of materials. If you have any nano courses, events, or exhibitions you'd like to promote to a global nanotech audience, don't forget you can list them for free at azonano.com. To read expanded versions of the stories you've heard about in this podcast, or to stay in touch with the world of nanotechnology, please visit www.azonano.com. If you'd like to send us feedback or let us know about nanotechnology news in your part of the world, please email us at podcast@azonano.com. I'm Stuart Cameron. Thanks for listening.